Blog Talk Radio.
Ready, real.
Nice time.
Yeah. Where we going?
Direct. This is me, Rev Ali, and my great, great co-host, Brother Yusuf Kente. What's going on with you, man?
What up, man? Every time I hear you on your rapping, man, God dang, man. I think you better than 50 Cent, though, from the street, man. So 50 Cent act like he got to choose something, and you know how to choose yourself, man.
Well, you know, 50 Cent really ain't my type of dip. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, though, good, great brother. We just out here, man. Saturday, you know, October 24th, 2020, you know, and they telling me they got Astros flying across the world, going 225,000 miles per hour, as big as a refrigerator, and it's going to hit the United States by November 2nd. Somewhere like that, but it shouldn't be catastrophic, though.
November 2nd this year?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No wonder they showed some kind of, I saw some kind of footage this week in the news where they showed some satellite or some kind of robot that they have, some kind of craft they have in space, and it hit an asteroid. Like collided
right.
Or somewhere landed on it or something like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Somehow you just bring it up too right now, man.
Yeah. So now the asteroid is flying, coming toward the United States, and 25,000 miles speed, something like that. Either 2,500 miles per hour or 2,500 miles per hour, and as big as a refrigerator, and it's supposed to hit November 2nd, and it's not supposed to be catastrophic, so they say. So whatever you talk about, maybe because it hit that asteroid, maybe that asteroid got up out of there.
this coincides with the 4th. You know, they got the election on the 4th. You know.
Yeah. The election, I thought it was
the 3rd. Is it the 3rd or the 4th? Yeah, 3rd.
That's good.
You'll wake up to what you voted for on the 4th.
Yeah, well, let's.
It was
the 4th
of November.
Yeah, tell them to vote on November 4th so they won't show up on the 3rd.
Yeah.
That's what the Democrats used to do. They used to send me out there. I know, because I was the one telling them. They thought that we could somehow confuse the elderly. So anybody that was 80 years and older that I knocked on the door to when I was campaigning, You know, they said, well, if they sound or they feel kind of woozy or something, go on and tell them that the election day is the day after.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't want you. They don't want to vote you. They don't want you to vote for the other candidate. Or if they can get you not to vote, that's good too.
Wow. And what be the benefit of that?
Well, you know, they would win. Because if you targeting voters that's undecided or last time voted Republican and they voted the last 5 years, you know, or they can vote anyway, they target those voters. And if they're 80 or older, you know, they hoping that they can turn them over and have them vote for them. But if they don't, then they tell them to told us to tell them that the election's on the 6th then.
Right.
When it's on the 5th, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the strategy they was using, man. Whatever they can do to win. If they're not going to vote for the Democratic candidate, they don't want them to vote at all if you can get them to do it.
Yeah, man. Corruption.
So that, corruption.
Corruption.
So that's what
we're
dealing with, man. Yeah, man. And then they got this Astro flying, you know, talking about it ain't going to be catastrophic, you know what I'm saying? Big as a refrigerator. I'm like, well, what kind of refrigerator? A low income refrigerator or a high class refrigerator?
Some motherfuckers might be out there to watch the show, huh? You want to be able to see what's going on, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it's you know, I don't know what they're doing, man, but that's what's going on today. What they talking about, man? You know, but how about them Dodgers, Yusuf? You down with the Dodgers, man?
I'm checking out the games. You know, so I think it's 2-1 now. You know, the Dodgers won, and then the other team won. The Marlins,
and
I think
the Dodgers won
and
again.
The Dodgers won again.
Yeah,
you know, so they got
something
to keep us. Huh?
Yeah, I was thinking.
You know, it's just something to help
that,
us pass time. Yeah, to help us pass time. That's why they call it America's pastime. You know,
right.
Something to pass this time during this corona and. Looking, you know, in the midst of this shit, man. I'm looking at the, you know, Trump is on Ohio right now. So they got him live on TV on Fox News. And they got some nuns right in the back in his background. You know, that's kind of, you know, the in the Catholic Church, they just announced this week that they're with same-sex marriage. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the Republicans ain't with something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And for him to have nuns in the back of him, that's kind of like subliminal to me, man. He know what he doing.
Yeah. man, them people ain't caring, man. You know, they want everybody to go up anybody. And they want everybody to eat everybody, and they want everybody to smoke everybody. You know how it is, man. They got these clones out here, man. They've been eating sandwiches for the past 30 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah, man.
They're already prone to little kids and women's, and you know, it's like it's different now. You know, back in the days, it's like, I can't have you. If I can't have you, can't nobody have you. But now it's like, if I can't have you, I'm just going to cut you up and eat you now.
Ooh, you know? Yeah. And they're doing it in mass production, too, nowadays with all these people that are going along with it.
Yeah.
They got
that
this Beyond Meat able to bleed now. You know what I'm saying? So
man, yeah,
you don't know
crazy.
What that really is. You know.
Yeah, well, Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat means Beyond Meat. That means flesh and bones. It's beyond the meat status.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
You know?
It's almost telling
that,
you right there, huh?
Yeah, man. They know what they're giving you, man. You know, that chicken sandwich at Popeye's, that ain't no chicken. Shit. That's real,
yeah.
That's real man meat.
Yeah,
you'll
man.
See some of them. After a month of a person eating, say like if they eat 12 chicken sandwiches a month, right? After a month, they start looking like somebody else.
Yeah, man. Start looking like a chicken.
You know, you can't. Yeah, well, now not a chicken. They start looking like another human. You know, if they chopping all kinds of humans up and making chicken out of them, you're going to start looking like you mixed, like you white, Chinese, black, Afghanistan, all in one.
You crazy, man.
You know, I make big jokes about the meat because I don't eat none of it. So, you know, I just be out there tearing off a new one, man.
Hey, do what you want to do. Ain't no thing. You know, you can pop your thing, man.
They said them nuns that Trump got standing behind, they all got a bucket of urine.
Well, he did like golden showers, didn't he? Didn't Trump
participate
in golden showers at somebody's house?
Well, yeah, they finna do it in Ohio now. They're gonna do it in Ohio now. They're gonna do it live and direct.
Live and direct.
Pour that urine right on him.
You know,
I mean, he gotta have something. Agent, they call him Agent Orange. He gotta have something to keep his hair orange so that urine do it. You know.
Yeah, he got a little point in the front too. He got a little point right there in the front with the hair going front with me, just like how the comic strips be putting him. He was just like him, boy. They got him to the team. How they be drawing him up, man. Trump is something else, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, I might be echoing a little bit. Let me see if I could get that.
You sound fine to me.
Let's see here. Yeah, I just talked from here. Maybe the echo of them headphones I got. I'll be trying to keep the phone away from my ear, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'll be wanting you know, to take the headphones out, but you know, it's catastrophic, man.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah, man. But so, how's your family and everything, man? This week, man. I know they're doing great.
Yeah, they the girls in my family. They took a trip. They went up to Pebble Beach, man. And I decided, me and Elijah decided to stay home. You know, and I like that. You know, our bond is the same, me and him. You know, he just getting back from school. And, you know, it's kind of something being here with my wife and two girl children. I'm outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? So he comes and kind of balances it out a little more. But I got to, you know, you know, find some he and I time, and it's kind of working out good, man. You know, I like it. You know,
that's what it's about.
I like.
You talking through headphones or how you talk? How you talking on your phone? You talking through headphones because I'm still echoing.
Yeah, I do have. That's why I said it might have been me. That's why I asked you how. Let me see how.
Yeah, it might be.
I'll check it off.
I thought it was me, but it might be you too because I hear me still echoing.
Yeah. How that sound?
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's gone
like
now.
Like that? It's
that's perfect. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so,
man.
That's
so
cool,
he
man.
And I just been here kicking it. Huh?
Yeah, that's cool. So y'all kicking it today and everything?
Yeah, kicking back here and there with his partner, and I'm back here doing my thing, you know, and I shared a little bit of the plant with him. You know, he liked it. Gave me affirmation on it. You know, so that's a good thing. You know, and I used to coach his. I used to coach his partner, and you know, I used to coach them both when they was young. But it's kind of something. You know, seeing them now.
Yeah.
You know, it's having that time with them now. I like that part because, you know, when you coach these youngsters. And then you see them later on in life and all the things that they go through. And then they come up to you and give you a hug out of nowhere, man, instead of coming up, you know, doing something else against you. You know, all these other things that you hear about going on with against each other. You know, when you see a young one come up to you and show you love, you know, that's epiphany to me, man. You know,
yeah.
I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so I might
good,
cook
man.
For him today.
Oh, yeah, you're going to cook for him?
Yeah.
You're going to cook some?
Yeah.
What, you going to cook some sandwiches and women feet?
Okay. Nah, I don't know yet, Ali. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to make for him yet, man. Maybe I'll put some fish on the grill or something.
Some
let
fish?
Let them gnaw at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
know,
like,
fish,
like
that,
you know.
And that Fukushima is still going on. Boy, you're trying to feed them some radiation, man. I don't know about you, so I'm going to have to call a child support services on you, man.
Yeah, man. I've been there, man. I've been without the fish, too, and you know, I feed them some fish, man. You know, I've been,
yeah.
You know, the time when I wasn't, I've been off of all that, man. The eggs, the butter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of things, man. You know, as you, or as I, you know, began to start defining myself and learning more about myself, I found out that I didn't have to eat a certain way. So I went through all the steps of weaning myself from certain foods and learning my body and learning what it can and can't do and getting completely away from meat and all meat byproducts, you know. But, you know, I read the book and a reader of the book, and I said, Christ fed them fish. You know, that's what someone, I said, oh, okay. You know, so, you know, I'm going to feed them some fish, man. And, you know, I'm sure it'll be all right. I'm going to drink my water,
yeah,
of course, you know, to make sure I have
you know,
whatever in my body will be repelled, you know. So it is what it
is.
Well,
Christ knew how to take a fish, a radiation fish or a toxic fish. Once he touched it, it's all pure again. So that's why he was able to feed them fish. You can't let the world
feed
them fish.
And that's why I say, I drink my urine. See, my urine, no matter what, no matter how, whatever kind of contaminant, you know, enter my body, you know, I, as a man thinketh, so is he. I look at it as my urine really, really has been sustaining, you know, my temple to this point. You know, and doing some fantastic things for me. You know. And
yep.
and I introduce him to the water, to his water. So, you know, he knows he has a tap to go tap into and drink from anytime he decides, you know, the decision is his.
Yeah.
You know. I suggest it to him all the time to keep drinking, you know. Even I drink every morning. You know, so, you know, no matter what I put in, man, it's sealed.
Yeah, you know, well, you know,
even,
whatever.
Even against these viruses, too.
Yeah, well, whatever a man drinketh, so is he, you know.
Exactamundo, and I drinketh of myself. I drink of my cup, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He drink of his, so if he feel that he need it, he know where to go. And I know where to go. So, you know, so
man,
you got to do what you got to do. Man.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even use a cup. I just use my hand. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I use my hand, and I hold the other part and make sure I don't lose none while I'm drinking with one hand. You know, it's a little strain, you know what I'm saying? But I make sure I don't waste none. I pour it all in my hand, man. Just be slurping. So I drink
believe
out of my hand.
I believe you, man. I definitely,
oh yeah,
believe,
man,
you. That's why,
like,
I can't.
What you slurping in your hand, man? What you slurping in your hand? You know, back in the days, they used to have this big old plastic stick with red, blue, and green and purple lines on it. And you cut the top of it, and it had this sour powder.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in your hand and you lick it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's how I do my urine. You know, I just pour it in there and lick my hand.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know, it's yours. However you want to do it.
Right.
You can lay in the bathtub and shoot it up and let the art land in your mouth of it. Shoot it straight up in the air and let it arc up and go straight to your mouth and don't have nothing but it touching you, going to you if you want to. Just like a fountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody told me that your hand was the first utensils. You know, you ain't had no forks, knives, and spoons. So, you know, and no cups back in the day. So you had to drink from your hands.
No wrench. No screwdriver.
Yeah.
Like you use your fingernail and the torque of your two arms to turn something and the grip of your fingers to unloosen a jar.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, your hands is they're an instrument. You know?
Yes, sir.
End of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's got that good wisdom around us, man. That good wisdom and folks that care about putting urine in your hair. You know, I'm in the rhyming mode today. You know, I just feel like rhyming today, man. But yeah, man, I'm so glad to be here today, man. You know, we alive again. It wasn't like I didn't think I was gonna make it. You know, when you in the urine, man, you think you're gonna live forever. You know, ain't no dying in the urine, man. So
I know.
I don't feel nervous at all. You know.
I know, man. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I look at all these, and I feel it, man. It's like, you know, I walk in the store sometime, and they say, oh, put on your mask. And I'm like, you know, it snaps me back into consciousness to say, man, people are really hypnotized like this. You know, on, you know, the mask thing, you know.
Yeah.
But it's somehow, you know, you and I really, you know, rely on ourselves to overcome, you know, this contaminant that man has produced, you know. And, you know, that's why I say as a man thinketh, you know, and it takes power to really, you know, grasp the concept of what you and I do and others, you know, but I would say it gives you power, you know, along with that as well. You know, I found the power in myself and the power of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a concept of walking anywhere, feeling comfortable, while other people got masks, man, that's a certain kind of feeling, man. People really scared of this.
We got a special guest, man. I'm going to bring on in. You know, because he OG like that, you know, ain't nobody else, you know, no kickstands but this man and his cousin. So I'm going to bring him on in, man. His name is Anthony King, man. Hey, what's going on, Uncle Pop Lock?
What's happening?
Yeah, man, I had to bring the OG in, man. You know, I said, man, I ain't going to leave him out there like that, man. I might be missing something or saying something wrong, man. So what's going on with you, Uncle Pop? Share some pee on
hey,
it, man.
You guys can't say nothing wrong on your show. This is y'all's platform. You know, y'all get muted all day on Kings in the Morning, and then I'm sitting here counting Yusef, you know. I should call you Kente.
Do you know Kente or do you know Kente?
No, you know Kente. You know. You know. Hey, you know, it's beautiful to check you guys out and watch you guys grow into your own thing, and you guys are doing it. I told you my minimum budget was 5 shows to let you all feel out your thing. But I'm just really proud, you know, that you guys are doing it. And
that's two you knows.
I'm doing you know.
That's three.
You know. You know what I'm saying?
You know. You know what I'm saying, man. Something you out of me.
Hey, you know, it's a trip that we spent a lot of time over the years on these shows, me on Real and Raw, you all doing a lot of listening. And now we're living out a lot of these narratives. I heard you guys, I listened to Courtney Ann today. I listened to you, Brother Youssef, on there. And now you guys are here. So I had a couple of questions for you. How does the narratives of the water in which you speak, and it's both of you, it's no answer, no right, no wrong. How do the things that we talked about, and Youssef, I hear you talk about this being a script, a play. Ali, you have your view on the water and really living above it. But how does what we're living in right now, the narratives that we see, and what we've all talked about, how does that all merge together, and what do you guys see?
Well, in a sense, on one frame of it, you got them letting people out of jail because of this virus. And if you parallel that to the script, since that's what I'm being known for, I would say we're at that Barabbas stage, where Barabbas, the people either wanted Barabbas or they wanted the truth. And people would rather have Barabbas than to really have the truth. So, you know, that's where I see one phase of it. You know, on another is I see fright, how they have the people scared, have them thinking about death instead of life, when according to the script, the spirit says he's there for life and it more abundantly, and you'll be tricked by the enemy, you know. So those are some parallels in my eyesight. Oh, I see it. A couple, just a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, me, myself, you know, I see the urine is all life now. For real, I mean, I'm watching these people, and I've been watching them, you know. But recently, just watching them, man, they, you know, I'm like, wow, man, I wonder what I had to bump, you know, if I'd act like them had I not been drinking, you know, because the urine, you know, even you can drink, you know, now, but if you're drinking for 4 and 5 years straight, you know, man, you're going to have a different view for real. And that view makes you watch these people. And you say, man, thank the Most High, I am not like them. And there's no way. And then when you see the people, like I'll be watching some of the stories and what they're saying on TV, and then listening to J. King read a lot of these stories. As soon as I hear it, I go to the bathroom and drink some urine. It's almost like if you want to, you know, cloud your hearing, deaf yourself from the stuff that don't make of you. You go drink of you to drain it out, man, because I don't even want to hear it or look at it. So that's what I do, man. I'm using urine as a screen now. Ain't that something?
Well, again, you know, the book says put on the whole armor of God. It said put it on. So that means it's wearable. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in an evil day. Another place says, put on the whole armor, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start talking about, if we give the listeners here on, what is this? No kickstand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No kickstand. That means your bike got to stand up by itself. Now, I know, think about it like this, because every dude listening did this. You tried to stand your bike up without the kickstand. Tell me you didn't do that. I ain't talking about the bike with the training wheels. I'm talking about that two-wheeler. Never works. No kickstand? How you going to stand unless you have on the whole armor, the whole thing. That means half of it ain't going to do. What's the whole armor? We finding out because Zoom is showing us. And then, like you said, brother, I think it was both of you guys talked, but brother, you, Ali, you said the media, the stories about the media, and you all have heard me talk about it for years. You want to talk about the weapon formed against you, turn that damn thing off. It's like mockingbirds. They put it in the narratives, and they get repeated. And this is some form of forward movement. It's zombieism. Zoom.
Yeah.
They're catching politicians and whoever the dude is, the homie, rubbing his balls.
The homosexual.
Back.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he was a homo, but I know he was.
No, I didn't mean to say homosexual. But
he was ball rubbing, and they made a media story out of it.
Yeah.
Now we've been doing a symposium for 4 years. They didn't make no media story out of that. How come they didn't make it? But ball rubbing is worldwide now, because like you said, now it's working.
Ball
it's working because while you in the Zoom, Zoom is into you. See, they forgot. I told you your eyes are the window to the soul. Not the door. Not the door, homeboy. And every Negro on here, y'all know, somebody come into your window. Well, even some white folks too, huh? White folks too. You come to their window, it's a little different than coming to the door. The eyes are the window to the soul. And it's the windows are open. This is open window season. Where'd you get your virus? Out the window. The virus and God. What do the virus and God have in common? Both of them live their lives invisibly. God. Somebody will tell you, that ain't God. Like they went to God's house and sat face to face and had a talk with the nigga and then coming to defend God again. That ain't, God wouldn't do that shit. Well, that's one person that says that, but the other person that says, hey, man, God wouldn't even talk like that. Man, I don't give a damn. Well, you do God the way you do. See, and God never manifests and say, look, 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 you guys. No. Now, I'm not saying that God talks with an echo, but that was my best God. I'm not saying the same thing, guys, that you should stop fighting. God never shows up to do that. He stays invisible. Yet, mankind worships the dude. So, hey, if you really want to be worshipped, stay invisible, like the virus. A motherfucker will fight you. You don't have no mask on? Man, I ain't wearing no goddamn mask. Where'd they get this whole narrative from? Out the window. You never saw a virus. As a matter of fact, yes, you did. You saw it in the window because they drew a picture of it. You guys saw the little green ball with the spikes in it? Now they got the gold ball with the red spikes in it. I guess that's second wave of COVID. And you guys were on to something, boy, until y'all turned the show on and let Michael Gay talk. Once you let Michael Gay talk, stab yourself in the eye and tell yourself it's Groundhog Day. Because it ain't going nowhere.
You know, Michael Gay going in reverse.
My Lord, boy, man.
But at the same time, too, AK.
If he pressed the one, check it out. I'm going to do like the virus and God and become invisible.
The language in the beginning, he used invisible.
Listen, forget him. Listen, where I'm going. Listen, forget him. Here's where y'all was going. I believe it might have been Shadow Warrior, too. When you guys talked about the first stage of the virus, Y'all remember the video?
Right. That's what I was talking about. He used right.
Huh?
Right. Yeah, all the language. Video. All the language that was used in the beginning.
Well, look, check this out. Remember the videos, the blurry videos with the hospital, and they showed the rags in the back. You couldn't see no faces, and you could hear the breathing like,
yeah.
Like these motherfuckers had mad cow or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was on oh my God status, and we showed as a nation of people, all right, every group, the Negroes, the crackers, the Mexicans, you understand me, the LBGT and them's, everybody showed what we were made of. All you had to do was pull up to Costco. Everything was gone.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got no more. Cats was dying. Couldn't even go to the hospital. And folks was reporting, such and such died of COVID. And like you said, Youssef, the powers that be said, yeah, they listening. The armor on. Now they got the virus. They finna kill each other just like it was when it was the gas shortage in the 70s. We still ain't ran out of gas. But we checked it out. And now that we done the wipeout and played the games with the numbers, things are starting. We're going to switch the narrative. Now take your ass home for about 14 days. Well, mm-hmm. Would that be COVID or would that be something else? Because every cold wasn't a flu, right? But it had the similar symptoms, but it wasn't called the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You said, oh, this motherfucker just got a cold. You said, well, this dude, he just, you know, got allergy. You said, this one, he got the flu. So now everything's COVID. Now COVID go like this. And you die, you son of a bitch. Y'all must, did y'all do, rewrite the COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Now you motherfuckers just go in the house and then they give you something else through the TV. Hey, let's give the president COVID and cure the motherfucker the next day. Ali, I heard you on Kings in the Morning say, man, they want to experiment on a vaccine with you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want to hear the talk from the cats I know move the shit forward, not repeat the same shit because it's goofy. It's like now they're having COVID talk. Everybody sounds like a doctor and shit. Well, they have
mm-hmm.
a new strand. You don't know what the fuck a strand is. You don't know what the fuck a strand of not a goddamn thing equal nothing. Ain't none of you motherfuckers no doctors, and you ain't got no sampler. You ain't got no microscope. You ain't got shit but a smart TV becoming a dumb fuck. Put on the whole armor. Drink your pee for a while. Pour it in your eyes when you get up. And make sure your water is in your... You make sure you wash your windows. You understand me? So when you're looking through the screen, the interpreter will interpret for you and break it down for you. See, because you need what you're looking at through these screens broke down for you by the Spirit. See, you guys, you can't just do what you want to do, lay down and pop up and think you're going to whoop up on the taskmaster. You ain't going to whoop up on this with strength and might and know-it-all and your next plan. No, you actually going to have to be all the shit you're
mm-hmm.
talking about. When these lights go off and all of this shit, because, again, I heard Courtney talking about that. I wanted to hear y'all elaborate on that. He's talking about, hey, man, they just told y'all we're going to turn off all y'all power. They practiced on that shit, when was it, last year? Sometime
mm-hmm.
when I was doing a show when I was on Real and Raw. Then they
mm-hmm.
do this shit, then a bunch of houses and shit burn up, and they use that narrative
mm-hmm.
PG&E is going to turn off all the power to try to prevent some of the fires.
And then blame them for it.
And they're
so
doing it again this year, Uncle Pop Lock.
Yeah, that's what I heard Courtney talking about. So when we see it, like Youssef said, we already ate that apple. So now you prepare. They know it works. Hey, we could. These people are buying these homes, and they said they're already user-friendly. If you're buying a home, you're buying a time bomb, you're buying a ticking time bomb, and a watch you center. You don't own nothing. They own you. Everything we do is being watched. Everything we do is being calculated to write the narratives that keep us under this mind control, because we can go to the book right now. We can talk about it. We can look at it. Exodus chapter 1, y'all can read where this is an ongoing thing. The king of that time said, let us deal wisely with these folks right here, because they're growing too much for us. It's too many of them. This narrative is old. It's too many of them. We have to, listen to what it says, deal wisely with them. This is what it says, deal wisely with them, lest they overthrow us when our enemies come against us. So listen at the mindset of the one ruling over the people. He assumes that you will rise up against him with his enemies. That's called paranoia. Y'all ain't never hit no good weed. When the king thinks you multiplying, and we got to deal wisely. Keep that in your underline. We got to deal wisely with these people. They rise up against us when our enemies come to fuck with us. Now, why would somebody think you're going to be down with their enemy because of the way they treat you? See, the taskmaster knows in his heart he's committed crimes against you. And somehow your resilient asses keep growing. No matter how we GMO the food, and yes, some of y'all die, but then some of y'all adapt to a new shape and y'all keep growing. We put y'all through a recession, and yes, some of y'all die, but then y'all keep growing. We can't just blow y'all all away. We got to deal wisely. Why? Because, man, look, we're trying to keep the game going as long as we can, and we got families to feed, man. We can't afford to end the game. We need them more than they need us. We just don't need as many. If they find out we're killing them, they'll rise up against us. Let's give them a virus and show them that we're trying to save them while we kill them. Now, how about that for wisely for your ass? Make them think we're doing everything we can to help. We got Dr. Fauci, whoever the fuck he was. Where was this motherfucker ever in my life? When have you ever in 50-something years said Fauci? Never. But all of a sudden, dun-da-da-da-da, and he know the virus by heart and shit. Like him and the virus right. Get off TV and they go talk and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doing something nobody else know. He go to a laboratory somebody else don't have. He got access, something don't have, to some invisible shit, and then he accesses the screen, the window, where he gonna meet the motherfuckers that empower him. How we doing so far?
Oh, man.
So all of it's being empowered by, y'all seen that term, on shit, powered by.
Right.
Look, solar energy, powered by your authentic sun. You know, the one y'all had before, but don't trip. We sold that last one. Is this nigga talking about selling the sun? You bought a house, how come you can't buy a planet? You say this one bought a house, that one owns a street. Well, that one owns a city. Well, that one owns 300,000 acres. Well, fucking right there owns California. Well, probably why they're arguing with the cats that own Florida. We said they call governors. Well, what you governing, motherfucker? What are you governing? Governing means you ruling over, watching. Each one of these states of mind have a governor as we govern the state of mind in question. Why, man? Because this is the game that we play. The games that we play, play with invisible toys. Guess where the results show up? In the product. The games we play are played with invisible toys. Guess what the results show? Through the product. Guess who the product is? You, old man. You, listener. You are the product now. You are. You are who we're doing our samples on, and guess what? I told you, the virus going to stay invisible, but the results going to show. Through who? You, when you take the vaccine. Oh, the virus is always invisible. What virus?
The thing that I say.
Cool-ass mask. The kids dig it. It became fashionable. You know, let's call it what it is. But the virus, goddammit, the vaccine, we're going to make sure you see that. You're going to see that because it's going to show
up. They call it invisible.
The games we play are played with invisible toys. The results going to show through the product. Who the product? You are. The virus is invisible. Vaccine won't be, and the results going to show through, guess who? You, old man. And then we're going to see what this water means. I told you long time ago to have that connector to turn the light on. Here's my arm. Give me the vaccine. Watch what happened to me. You ever thought about it like that? No weapon formed against me can prosper, so why would I fight you? Come on. It's mandatory. Give it to me. Now, when you turn into Bozo and you watch me fly right in front of you, what are we going to say then? Oh, come on, man. We got to make something great out of this big mask story. You got Ali in the world right now. You got Youssef in the world right now. You got Anthony King in the world right now. You got these minds gathered together in one place, and we done put these meat suits on, and you mean to tell me we done talked all this shit for years, and Bozo puts this shit on the screen for us, and there's no da-da-da-da-da in the story? You gotta be kidding me. You're gonna see every word I'm talking about. That's why I'm laid back in the cut. I dig this no kickstand. I love y'all.
Yeah, we happy to have you, man.
Platform. And y'all using it for y'all staying and staying true to what God is here. I love y'all, man. Hey, I'm sitting back. I'm right here. I'm listening. Floor is y'all.
Go ahead, Yusuf. What you was talking about?
Yeah, I was saying that the beginning of the narrative, they say it's invisible. And then you hear Trump today say at the same time it's disappearing. If it's
right,
already invisible, how are you today? He just said it's disappearing. So he's up there like David Copperfield fucking up his lines because, you know, those two at the same time are the same thing. You know, and if you're telling me in the beginning of the story it's invisible and telling me at the end of the story being today you're still saying it's disappearing, something ain't right. Somebody's a trickster.
Come on,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? And that's, you know, that's what I just finished watching, a trickster on TV that's fooling sheep. But that's part of the script because you ask how does it parallel? It parallels with sheep and a false prophet. It parallels with being led to, you know, to hell. And that's where it seems like today is to me, to where people are just being led to a living hell, and they can't get out. They can't get out because their mind is controlled by the frequency of subliminal numbers that go straight to your head that produce fear by what you see. And 200,000 is the big fear right now, that big
and
number.
You know,
every time a number comes, they what's that?
When I listen to you all on Kings in the Morning, right, you guys going back and forth with the king, and one thing in common that you guys say, which is many, many times you guys say many things that are alike. What's being said right now is mind control. So let's roll with that for a sec, Ali, if it's okay.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes left. Go ahead and do what you got to do, man. I'm going to give you four, and I'm going to give me one, and I'm going to give you some three.
What did I just say just now?
It's about mind control, mind control, mind control. Go
mind
with.
Control.
Okay. So let's roll with mind control, okay? So let's say it's about mind control. Here's a simple question. What you going to do then? If mind control, where is it? We would have to agree it's coming through the screen, right? Because if you turn it off, it ain't, you don't know shit no way. So with Zoom, right, because you don't know what energy is being sent through Zoom. You're not providing the platform to everybody. I know that the, Sister Shaitan was talking to me about, and she teaches preschool, or she has preschool kids, and they're already talking about the psyche of the children. Mind you, these children are from two and three, four years old. And they're starting to talk about, well, when these kids start to show signs of different behaviors, they'll bring in a psychologist to commune with them. Guess where? Through the screen still. See, like you said, Brother Youssef, see how the game is laid out? So if mind control through the smart TVs, the phones, the computers, the iPads, the all of these connective devices, where do we fight for our mind and how and what's the weapon? Keeping in mind that the book says this, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means they are not tangible. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not using a tangible weapon against you. They're using your mind against you. You think that you have a virus, and you heard through the screen that somebody died. Most of you don't even know nobody that died. But the ones and twos and threes and fours and five people that they uncle died of the flu and they called it COVID or whatever, they take it more personal when you see those videos. I know somebody personally that died of COVID shit. Well, I know somebody that died of cancer. I know somebody died of choking. I know a bitch that drowned. How fuck up is that? You know, so COVID wasn't the culprit of all deaths. And in all deaths, none of it made me go, God damn it, man. This shit is serious, man. Y'all need to keep it. Just put your goddamn mask on, man. Shit, just to be safe. No, why aren't you doing that shit? Drink your pee just to be safe. You ain't putting all that shit on your own self. You putting all that bullshit into a mask to be safe, especially Michael Gay. See, I'm going to say his name out loud because he done heard me talk about pee so many times, but then he come on the show talking, you know, I just wear the mask, going for 10 minutes saying the same damn sentence about how he wear a mask just to be safe. Why you don't drink your pee just to be safe? Because you don't want to be safe. None of you ratchet fucks want to be safe. You're lost. You just want to talk shit and sound smart like the goddamn phone that's making you a dummy. Mind control. Mm. What's the fight for your mind? And how do you fight if the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds? The weapons used against you ain't carnal. And guess where all the niggas are going? To the white boy's gun store. Man, shoot, I'm strapped. Strapped with what? The gun that they taught you in these military wars? The guns that they sold to your hood that you saw the homie with when you was little, the nine in his back? They got some actual weapons that will melt your meat suit while you in it and your clothes will still be standing there. What fight you going to fight? And what's the fight for your mind? Floor y'all.
Right on, man. Youssef, you got anything you want to say? The last words, good brother, you got a good 3 minutes, man, if you want to Rumble and Humble and
Jumble. Man, well, I already got my vaccine, man. I drink my water, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, like AK talking about, you know, I'm past all that. He's past all that. It's been told, especially on the King's network, about the water, you know. And that's why, you know, I see more into the future about how people are being misled. You know, I watch my family. I watch them. I just watch them go through it, my family. And I know what they're on. But the water keeps you, it repels this frequency. It's all about frequency. You have to be fully armored and put this into your system, because what you're doing is refreshing yourself when you drink your water, because you came from this water. So when you walk on this contaminated land, that man has been given power to manipulate the frequencies, you have something to bring you into balance. It's called pH balance, and that's water. Balance your water. Balance your mind. Even your brain, your mind is surrounded by fluid. If that has just some urea in it every day, oh, my goodness. I love mm-hmm. drinking my water. I do it every day. Every day.
Awesome.
Because I'm living in a contaminated world. One love, Ali. What's on you?
Woo! One love, man. One love, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. I've been getting texts like four of them every day. They want to pay me $1,200 to go be a volunteer for the new vaccine. And I didn't answer that one. Now it's up to 6,000. Ali ain't going down there, man. But anyway, man, you've been listening to No Kickstands Live and Direct with me, myself, Rev Ali, and my great brother, Yusuf Kente, and my great uncle Pop Lock. He right here with us. He can come in when he wants to. We're going to let him in because he's a pop locker, because he can pop up whenever he feel like it. So here we go, man. I'll see y'all next week, next Saturday. One love.
You turning down 6G? Fuck that. I'm at that. What do you need to go? I'll go.
Ready, real.
Lifetime.
Where we going?
Look at that. Hold up. Pray.
Better wait
for my people that's already gone.
We gon' pray.
For everlasting life.
Oh, come on.
What you say?
Hey, what you say?
We in heaven when the world fall off.
That's right.
I got faith. And don't give up the fight.
Yeah, man. I'm hitting you up with this gospel swing. Rev is the name. Our backyard bookie where Jesus hangs. God's side, I'm doing my thing. Ain't no competition, it's just me. Like 50 Cent, I survive the street. I spread the word in broad daylight. Devil take the hype. I love Jesus, right? Buy more hand, now that's necessary. No kissing a woman unless she wanna marry. A belt for my pants is very necessary. You don't believe in God? I think that's kinda scary. What you gonna do if you go to hell? Man, you better run. What if you consider run? You better ask, Reverend Run. You gon' cop this gospel rap like Ben Thorpe say, like that, there, that. You gon' cop this gospel rap like Ben Thorpe say, like that, there, that.
Hold up,
pray.
You
better run
for my people that's already gone. I'm gone. Pray.
They gon' pray
for everlasting life.
Oh, come on.
What you say?
And what you say?
We in heaven when the world fall off.
That's right. Everything through God is possible, so I don't care nothing about no obstacle. Straight ahead, I'm staying focused while Cesar Chavez is on my focus. God make me great. Don't hate, it's too late to try to make the real faith. I close the gate, cause that's my job in heaven. The Lord knows that my family's